A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let go, Big Toe. Are you still there? Hey!
Sheriff Kinney was tired when he entered his small home in Silverton, tossed his hat on the table, and sat down wearily in an easy chair.
You know, sometimes I wonder why any hombre ever takes a job as a lawman, sir.
The sheriff's wife, Sarah, looked up from her sewing as he spoke. Then she set her sewing aside and replied,
Frank, I reckon men become lawmen for the same reason you did. Because they just can't stand seeing criminals have things their own way. Now you just sit for a spell and I'll get you some nice hot coffee. You look plumb wore out.
No, don't stir yourself, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I reckon I don't want coffee right now.
Well, I'll get you a pipe and tobacco then. Maybe a quiet smoke will help.
No, I don't reckon I feel like smoking right now either. I don't even feel like sleeping, tired as I am.
Sarah stood a moment looking at the drooping figure of her husband slumped in the easy chair. Then, slowly walking over behind his chair, she placed her hand on his shoulder, saying,
Frank, you can't go on this way.
When Bob joined the troopers, I hated to see him go. Him being just 19 and all. Well, that was a year ago, and I got sort of used to it. In fact, I sort of felt a little proud to have him in the army. Until we got word last week that he's wanted for desertion.
It was a blow to both of us, but I'm sure Bob can explain.
Sarah, I might as well tell you everything. You better sit down.
Frank, tell me. Bob, he isn't...
Dead? No, that isn't it. The same day I got that letter from the colonel at Fort Lancaster, I was called to the cafe to stop a fight.
You better hurry, Sheriff. It's a mighty mean fight.
That's right.
You're the
coyote. All right, stop it. Stop, you hear?
Yeah, that's just a warning. The next will mean business if you don't take it easy.
Sheriff, this stranger come in here shoving folks around like he owned the place. He shoved me once too often. Seems to me he was hunting for trouble.
That's right.
You all agree, then, that this stranger started the rumpus,
yes,
eh?
Yes, sir, I've seen it.
All right, come on, you. I'm taking you to the jailhouse. You'll have a few hours to cool off before you get out of town and stay out. All right, come along.
All right.
Well, Sarah, I took that hombre to the jail for disturbing the peace.
But, Frank, what's he got to
do
with...
Now, let me tell this in my own way, Sarah.
All right.
I had that stranger sit down in my office so as I could ask a few questions. I wanted to make sure he wasn't wanted by the law someplace. All right. Sit down there a minute. I want to talk to you.
Hey, go right ahead, Sheriff. Talk away.
Where are you from? What's your business in town?
Just a drifting cowpoke. Any harm in that?
What's the idea of going into the cafe and causing trouble the way you did? For all I know, you might even be one of Spencer's gang.
Yeah. Yeah, I might be it there. But then you'd better lay off that gang. Sheriff Kinney.
Huh? You know my name, eh? Well, let me tell you this. I'll keep after Spencer and his gang until I see them all sentenced to hang, you savvy?
Oh, easy, Sheriff, easy. If you do that, you'll be responsible for hanging your own son, Bob.
Bob! What do you know about my boy? Answer me.
I know he deserted the army, and he joined Spencer's gang a few weeks ago.
You lie.
You think what you like, Sheriff. I know it's the truth.
How would you know? You must be one of Spencer's men.
I was you, Sheriff, I'd lay off trying to find a Spencer gang. Or you might be sorry. Call your turnkey and lock me up if you're gonna. Reckon one night in a pokey won't hurt me.
First a deserter, now an outlaw with a gang that's wanted for murder. Oh, Frank, what have we done to deserve this? Where have we failed in bringing up our son?
I don't know, Sherry. I don't know.
What are you going to do? Why have you been searching for the Spencer gang if...
My duty is to the law, Sherry. I've thought a lot and wore myself sick doing it, but I decided to run down that gang of outlaws regardless.
Bob, he's our boy.
If Bob is one of them, well, he'll have to take his punishment along with him. I won't rest now, Sarah, until I find the Spencer gang.
That day, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, rode along the trail toward the town of Silverton. As he surveyed the nearby hills, the masked man spoke.
Tonto has thought that Spencer and his gang are somewhere in these hills.
Ah, but them have good hideouts, seem like. No one find them.
So far, they've managed to cover their trail. But sooner or later, they'll make a slip. Pioneers are already avoiding this territory because they've heard of the Spencer gang. Colonel Cushing at Fort Lancaster told me he thinks Spencer and his men are responsible for the attack on the army pay wagon a month or so ago. The wagon driver and guards were massacred. And others blame the attack on renegade Indians.
You think like Colonel Kemosabe?
Yes. Because the dead troopers had been scalped, the colonel's staff blamed Indians. But the troopers' rifles and ammunition had not been taken.
Indians rather have rifles, bullets, than money.
Exactly. We're getting close to Silverton, Tonto. We'll make camp and do everything possible to locate the gang's hideout. Come on, Silverton.
I'm scouting. Come on.
Savage Spencer, a tough, quick-tempered outlaw, was in his hideout shack that afternoon, playing cards with four of his men, when the door opened and another outlaw entered.
Hey, Savage, I got some real news for you.
Well, don't stand there looking like a dumb fool. Keep talking. What's the news?
I saw a couple of hombres making camp in the hills not far from here.
Well, so you call that real news, huh, Blanky? Just because a couple of drifters stopped to make camp, you get all excited, come tearing in
now
here.
Wait a minute, Savage. They aren't just a couple of drifters.
Well, you doggone half-wit, get to the point. Who are they, then?
Yeah, Blanky, what's it all about? Why should we worry about them?
It's a masked hombre and an Indian, that's who. That ought to mean something to you, Savage.
Masked hombre and an Indian. Wait a minute. Did they see you? Do you think they might have tried to trail you here?
No, they didn't see me. And even if they did trail me, they'd be fooled by the misty curtain, like everybody else has been. Even the sheriff was stumped when he trailed Slim from the jail last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, but how do we know he didn't want to lose Slim? Because he knew Bob was one of us.
What do you think, Bob?
I reckon my old man wouldn't want to be disgraced by having his own son hanged as an outlaw. I'm sure you scared him off so he didn't really try to pick up your trail.
I guess he feels disgrace enough as it is, knowing you're a deserter.
Yeah, you'll get over that. But the mast, hombre. Who...
Ever hear of the Lone Ranger, Bob?
Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
Well, sure. He's the one who helps the law.
Uh-huh.
I see. You mean you think he's the same man you saw?
I'm sure of it. Riding a big white stallion. The engine is a fine-looking paint.
Now, look, Savage, we probably scared off the sheriff by letting him know about Bob. But that masked man must have come to this territory to search for us. And there's no way to make him stop hunting us either.
Oh, yes, there is. He and that Indian won't hunt the gang anymore if they're dead.
Dead? How are you going to kill him, Savage?
We know where they're camped, don't we?
Yeah.
And they don't know we learned about them.
Hey, that's right.
Tonight I'll have a couple of you go to that camp and ambush them while they're sleeping.
Two of us? Why don't we all go?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, all of you. Listen to me. There's more chance of two hombres getting close to that camp than there is of six of us. If there's any slip-up, well, it's better for two to take that chance than all of us.
Well, I reckon you're right, Savage. But I hope I'm not one that has to go stalking a Lone Ranger and his friend.
Now, look, let me go alone, Savage. I'm not afraid of that masked hombre and engine.
Alone? Oh, you loco? Anybody'd be a fool to send one man against two, especially those two.
But this is different. They'll be asleep. I've had good army training in how to sneak up on the enemy. Now, come on, give me a chance to prove I can do it. I'm the one who's taking the risk.
Well, all right, then. Go ahead. And if you get rid of those two hombres, it'll prove that you're really one of us.
Sure will.
There'll be a full moon tonight, so I'll be able to see him well enough. Of course, Blackie will have to tell me where their camp is.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, later tonight, we'll be waiting for you to come back, Bob. And tell us the Lone Ranger and the Redskin are both dead.
That night, after Bob left the hideout, Savage stood with Blackie, watching him ride away.
Blackie, get your horse and follow Bob Kinney.
Follow him? What for?
Just in case. This brave idea is to go alone against those two hombres doesn't set exactly right with me.
You mean you don't trust Kenny?
Not when he tries to make us believe he'd be able to get the best of the Lone Ranger and that Indian by himself.
I see what you mean.
Follow him. And if there's any slip-up, you know what to do. Now get going.
Later at their camp, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were rolled in their blankets for the night. The masked man, still not quite asleep, was suddenly alerted by a warning whinny from the great horse Silver. Without moving, the Lone Ranger whispered,
Tonto. Me here. Silver give warning. You be ready, Kemosabe. Me go, have look.
Tonto lay in the shadows with his head pointing to the underbrush nearby. With a snake-like movement, he slithered from his blanket, leaving it still rolled like an empty cocoon. Then he disappeared into the darkness of the trees. The Lone Ranger waited tense and ready for instant action. Then he heard Tonto's voice across the clearing.
You reach, must walk into clearing.
Instantly, the Lone Ranger arose with ready guns and moved forward as Tonto forced Bob Kinney into the clearing at the point of a gun.
Maybe there are other schemers, Abby.
Get behind those rocks there in the shadows until we're sure. Recover our prisoner from there quickly.
Keeping Bob covered as he stood in the moonlight, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stepped into the shadows nearby, just as a shot rang out from across the clearing.
The shot came from over there. Use your guns.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue. As Bob Kinney fell to the ground, the Lone Ranger and Tonto shot into the shadows across the clearing. Then they heard hoofbeats leaving hurriedly.
Someone right away, fast.
Our bullets drove him off, but not before he shot the man you captured. We'll see if he's dead. He's still alive. The bullet went through the fleshy part of his shoulder.
I came to tell him.
Easy, fella, easy.
The Spencer gang.
Him die, Kemosabe?
No, he's unconscious.
He mentioned Spencer gang.
Yes. Give him first aid, Tonto, while I try to pick up the trail of the other man. The moon is bright, and he may lead me to the hideout.
You be careful, Kemosabe.
Of course. If I learn the location of the hideout, I'll come back for you. I'll leave now. I don't expect to be gone long.
Tonto attended to Bob's wound and made him comfortable. It was some time later when the Lone Ranger returned to the camp.
You pick up Feller's trail?
Yes, but I lost it after he rode along in a stream. How's the wounded man?
Him sleep now. Me give him medicine. Keep down fever. Make him sleep.
Good.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto carried Bob back under the trees where they made him comfortable. Then Tonto brought Bob's horse, took off the saddle, and left him standing nearby.
Now, if anyone come back to camp, I'm not see feller and horse back here in Grove.
I don't think they'll come back now. Let's get going. I feel sure that other man's trail will lead to the Spencer gang's hideout. We'll go get our horses now.
Oh, wait, Kimsey.
Yes?
Gonna waken up, maybe.
They'll kill if they...
Now, take it easy, take it easy. Don't try to talk now. Let us sleep a while longer.
Now, him go back to sleep.
Yes, let's go. He'll be stronger by the time we get back.
It's got easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
After the Lone Ranger and Tonto left, Bob Kinney lay with his eyes closed for a short time. The medicine Tonto had given him had been strong, and it was difficult for him to throw off the effects. Just after he'd been moved, he heard through his drowsiness what the masked man had said about trying to find the Spencer gang's hideout.
I feel that other man's trail will lead to the Spencer gang's hideout.
Bob opened his eyes and struggled to a sitting position.
Find the way to the hideout. They'll kill him. They'll be expecting him and the Indian. And my horse over there. I gotta get him saddled.
The wounded man, by sheer willpower, managed to get the saddle on his horse.
You know,
twice he fell to his knees, but each time he got up again and finally pulled himself into the saddle.
I made it. I'll get help before it's too late. Get up. Come on, get up.
In town, Sheriff Kinney was just finishing breakfast in the kitchen of his home when he heard a horse stopping outside the kitchen door.
Somebody stopped out there, Frank. I'll see who it is. Bob! Oh, Frank! Frank, it's Bob!
I had to come. So you ran home to hide, eh? Well, if you think for 1 minute I'm going to come up for you.
I got to sit down.
Bob, you're hurt. Oh, Frank.
Here, I'll help him to a chair. Why did you come home?
He's dead, listen. I can't talk much.
Easy, son.
Lone Ranger and his friend. He'll be killed by the Spencer gang.
Holy mackerel. Where's he? Gang's hideout.
Behind Misty Curtain Falls, there's a long, narrow tunnel that curves into a small canyon where the hideout is.
Yeah?
The gang will be watching for him.
You sure the masked man and his friend went there?
Yes, sir. There's another way into that canyon. Take some men. Go around Rocky Hill. You'll see that narrow pass that goes into the canyon there.
Yeah. I'll get him to bed. No matter what, Frank, he is our boy.
I'll get some men and go. Yeah. I reckon you haven't fallen so low as to send your father to his death. We'll have a talk when I get back.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the stream where the masked man had last seen the trail left by Blackie the Outlaw. They searched both banks carefully until they reached the falls.
Now, him not leave stream, Kemosabe. Ground soft on both sides.
but we not find hoof marks.
It doesn't seem possible, Tonto, unless he rode right into the falls.
Or maybe there's space behind fallen water. Maybe him wait there while you search during night.
All right, we'll look. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The two men advanced slowly through the falls, which spread like a curtain over the cliff wall beyond. In a moment, they were behind the falls, and Tonto pointed in amazement.
Easy.
Look, Kemosabe. They're tunneling to cliff.
That's the answer, Tonto. Have your guns ready. We'll see where it leads us. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode single file through the tunnel, which curved sharply to one side and finally opened into a small canyon. As they emerged from the tunnel into the canyon, they were surprised by four of the outlaws who had been waiting, mounted and with drawn guns, two on each side of the opening.
Reach, both of you. Stop where you are.
Look out, old fella.
Oh, you must have been expecting us, Tonto.
One of us was watching you from the cliff as you came along the stream, mister. All right, straight ahead to that shack out there. No funny business either.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
As the two captives and the four outlaws came to a halt in front of the shack, the door opened and Savage Spencer walked out, grinning.
Had an idea you and that redskin would soon figure out about the tunnel. We've been waiting for you ever since Blackie came back from your camp.
One of your men didn't come back, Spencer.
Oh, you mean Bob Kinney.
Bob Kinney, the sheriff's son?
Uh-huh. He deserted the army and then joined my gang. I didn't figure I could trust him too far, though.
I reckon you and that engine will be joining Kenny soon, mister.
I'm sure we shall.
You and the Indian get off your horses. Then after we take your guns, we'll let you run towards the tunnel. If you make it, you go free. Now get off your horses.
We'd better do as he says, Tonto.
Slowly, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted. Then...
Up, Silver!
Up, Scout!
The two horses reared and bucked, swinging in front of the other horses, while the Lone Ranger and Tonto grabbed their guns.
Use your guns, men! I'll fuck that stallion!
Quiet!
No!
Savage, his arm broken, dropped his gun. The others, in spite of their bucking horses, tried to shoot the masked man and Indian, but their shots momentarily went wild.
Oh, my God!
The outlaw Blackie took one of Tonto's bullets in his shoulder and fell from his horse. At that moment, fast hoofs approached from the other end of the small canyon as the sheriff and his men charged forward with guns blazing.
Hey, look, we'll be trapped. I'm heading for the tunnel. Get up there.
I'll bring him back. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Quickly, the great horse Silver moved after the fleeing outlaw, who frantically turned in the saddle and emptied his gun at the oncoming masked man. His galloping horse spoiled his aim, and relentlessly, the Lone Ranger moved alongside the fleeing man. Reaching out, the masked man grasped the outlaw's wrist in a vice-like grip.
Get out of that saddle, Silver!
Silver stopped suddenly.
No.
The man was wrenched from his saddle and hit the ground with a thud. The Lone Ranger quickly dismounted and reached the fallen outlaw just as he rose to his feet.
Now, I'll fix you!
All right, come on!
Oh, my jaw!
Now, get up. I'll take you back to join the others.
A few moments later, the Lone Ranger returned to the shack with a subdued outlaw. The other two crooks had thrown down their guns and were covered by the guns of the sheriff's men.
Oh, Silver, Sheriff, here's another one. Hot and I are not outlaws.
Yes, Sheriff, I know. My son told me you were in danger and told me how to get into this canyon from over yonder. You were putting up a good fight when we came in.
You say your son told you?
Yeah. I'm sure glad to round up this gang, but... Well, I reckon the hard part will come when I get back and face Bob.
You found him in our camp?
No, he came riding home. Just about done in, too. I had no time to talk to him.
He was wounded. I don't know how he managed to reach home.
Isn't that right?
He did it for you, mister. Didn't want to see you get killed in spite of his being with a gang and all.
You think he deserted and joined this gang?
Yes. I know darn well he did.
Sheriff Kinney, you have a very brave son. The colonel at Fort Lancaster told me Bob's desertion was planned.
But...
so that he might perform a certain mission.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me what that mission was. I think we better get these outlaws back to town, then let you have a talk with Bob, shall we?
Yes, yes, sir. I'm all confused. Let's get them back to jail, Bean. Come on.
Later, at the sheriff's house, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Bob's parents stood beside the bed listening as the young man talked.
So the colonel planned it that I was to be branded a deserter. We hoped that Savage would get in touch with me to join his gang.
And they did, eh?
That's right, Dad. I joined them, and before long I found out plenty. That gang did attack the army pay wagon. The loot is hidden under the shack in the canyon. I'm glad it's over so I can go back to the fort in good standing.
You did a wonderful thing, Bob, for your country, for the West, and for us.
I just knew our boy couldn't really do those awful things they said.
Son, I hope you forgive me for thinking that you... Well, anyway, God bless you, son.
Bob's in good hands now, and the rest is wit of Spencer's vicious gang. We'll come by and see you all again someday. Let's go, Tonto. Adios.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
Gosh, Dan, he sure is wonderful.
Yep, you can say that again, son. There's no one near as fine as the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.